This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two of the program. It's Three and Out alongside Houston Crest. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson and Adam Hickman with you as well.
Living the dream.
Just Alabama week.
Excited about it.
Excited about it.
You don't seem excited.
I am glad that we got some guys coming back from injury. I mean, I like the thought of just kind of resting everybody and being good for in 2 weeks. But once it actually gets to game time, I'm going to be glad that we're not so beat up and that like we're, you know, just getting hammered really and there's nothing Heupel can do about it. I think it'll be – with the bye week after Alabama, I'm not as worried about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If Tyon Evans is at 90% and he plays, I'm not – that stressed about, oh man, he's going to get hurt worse and not be able to play against Kentucky since we got 2 weeks before that one. The Talk Sports guys were discussing yesterday about how it feels like the season's over because you've got two games you probably have no shot of winning. You've got two games you have to win, or you know, you get no credit for beating Vanderbilt or South Alabama. Like there's nothing
true,
you can do
true.
There. They feel like Kentucky's the only game left on the schedule, basically. Which I kind of see. But I'm trying not to, you know. I'm trying to enjoy all the games, even if, you know. Trying to enjoy a ho-hum win against Vanderbilt. Like,
does this game not seem a little bit different than some Bama games recently? Like, they don't feel to me like the juggernaut that they have in the last, long, long time. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying, oh, this is a game Tennessee can win. But this feels like a game, if Tennessee were to come out and play well, the ball bounces the right way a couple times, you might be in this game in the fourth quarter.
I think you feel that way because when was the last time we faced Alabama and they had a loss?
Well, yeah. Especially a loss to a team that was, you know, unranked.
Yeah. Well, there hasn't been that since Nick Saban got there, basically,
right.
First year. I'm more excited for this game than I had the last couple years because I feel like there's still a future after it. You know, when we had Pruitt, it was like, okay, let's just get this over with. Hopefully Alabama beats us bad so we can continue to tell people we need a new coach. You know, I guess that's more just the last 2 years. But with this one, I feel like I can still look for some positives even if you lose the football game, which you probably will. You know what I mean? You can be like, well, at least we did this right and did this right. And, oh, this guy played better than, hadn't seen him play much, and he looked pretty good there.
I mean, if we get some guys back that it sounds like we might and they play, I don't expect us to be just utterly embarrassed down there on Saturday.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping we can at least kind of show
some fight
and do some things against them. I mean, Nick Saban's already said, like, you're never going to have defenses the way you used to, so I think we should be able to move the ball, score some points.
Yeah, the only thing is they've already faced an offense that is similar to ours and in a lot of ways, you know, ahead and maybe better in Ole Miss, and they pretty much shut Ole Miss's offense down for at least the first half. Do we have any advantages in this game?
No. punter? I have no idea.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
We just really not had to see theirs. I don't know.
Probably not. Is our offensive line still going to be missing 2 to 3 starters? Because that.
Well, it sounds like Cooper could be back. I don't know if they're going to decide to play him or not. And Cade, day to day. He looked like he got, what, rolled up on?
Yeah.
So ankle for Cade?
I think so.
That's not good.
I mean, the injury information over there is like nuclear codes.
True.
Somehow they're more secretive than any coach we've had recently, and that's saying something. And there's no practice, you know, we don't even get to watch the guy. We used to get this time of year, well, we watched him stretch, and this guy had a wrap on his knee, or we don't even get that anymore.
No.
You have to have somebody that was there tell somebody and, like, spread it like a game of telephone. That's why the whole, like, Hendon Hooker was at practice is kind of, I mean, somebody pointed out, we don't even know if he practiced. He could be at practice and not actually practicing. Just, like, standing there, like, hanging out. You know, that's... most of the time when a guy's been, you know, kind of out during the week, they've been out for the game.
Did you leave your mic on that time?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's off.
Interesting. I'm not sure I'd buy that.
Can you hear me right now?
No.
No, because you just turned it off. I heard it click.
The lights.
What are you doing?
The light's been off.
Quit. You can mess the button up.
Yeah, dude. What are you doing? Don't break the board. Jeez.
He's pounding the table up there.
Careful. It's high dollar equipment. What would you do if you broke the board? What would you do? Would you fire him? Would you keep pressing the button? Would you fire him?
What?
What? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Roberto on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. What's up, Roberto? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me today out here in God's country?
Loud and clear.
How about we just tell you when we can't hear you?
Deal.
That way you don't have to ask
that's
that every
better.
Day. All right.
Well, I it's kind of my intro now. It's my thing. Any comments on it that people can hear me in God's country when they call me individually?
Gotcha. So,
it's my calling card, mate. You're you're really stealing my moment here.
Sorry, you can keep doing it. It's not that big a deal. I was trying to help you out.
Ruin with sorry. You guys. All right, I can stop. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, you've had an awesome show this morning, really. And I don't usually blow smoke up your butts like that, but really, truly, it's been a good show today. Anybody that wants to start any of our starters on Saturday, you're nuts.
Play the JV team.
Pardon me?
Play the JV team?
Yes. We're 29-point underdogs.
24.5, baby. 24.5. It's going down.
Depends on your service. That's because Tennessee people are sheep. I mean, my God, guys. Huh. Here's the deal. The game I'm worried about, you said Kentucky, and that's the game I'm truly think. That's a winnable game. Now, my question, I'm just going to get to it, is that a signature win this year? I know it's weird to call Kentucky a sig win, but, I mean, we're there, right? They're pretty good, and they're better than we are.
Well, especially because their schedule's so easy after. Like, you might beat them, and they still go 10-2.
It would be your best win.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean. So, but is it a signature win? Do you get to claim that one if you're?
I don't think so. I think
top 15 team on the road.
I think we're hypocrites if we say it though. We always are like, I don't care how good Kentucky is. We always beat Kentucky. We can't say that on one side of our mouth and then be like, signature win, baby. Hi, Bo. We beat Kentucky. We're back.
Yeah, but we, maybe they're the actually time. Better this year than we've
that
ever.
That might be true. I'm just saying.
All right.
This isn't your grandpa's Kentucky team, is that what you're saying, Houston?
I'm saying I don't know.
They're pretty good. I mean, I've watched. I mean, they played better against Georgia than I thought they would. They are pretty surly on that front in that front seven. Mm. They are pretty good. But I hate giving Kentucky credit anything. I mean, the only thing that came out that's good that's ever come out of that state is bourbon and horse racing, right?
Yeah.
And methamphetamines. And you know, guys, I want a healthy team against them because I think we can beat them. Because I don't think Kentucky's played a high-powered offense. And this is the other. This is the dirty little secret. Neither has Georgia. Georgia has yet to play a high-powered offense.
Hmm.
Everybody thought it'd be Clemson. Clemson is hot garbage hot dog water. They are the worst Clemson team of my lifetime, and that's saying something. They are absolutely awful.
They're not good.
Tennessee would beat them right now.
Hmm.
No little hot take. Tennessee would beat Florida right now. And I know we're not supposed to say we beat Florida ever because we don't do that. But my cousin who played at Florida called me the other day. He's like, we want no part of Tennessee. They look a lot better than us. I mean, dude, they lost to LSU and LSU fired their coach 2 days later. No, the next day.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. I still think we'd find a way to lose that one.
I think we would beat them right now. If it was just no jerseys, you're just playing football. Tennessee's better than Florida right now. Tennessee is 4-3, and I don't know. And I mean, this is super sheepy, but I don't know a better 4-3 team in the country. I mean, Tennessee could easily be 6-1 right now.
Nick Saban agrees.
Yep.
Well, of course he does. He's going to talk us up every week we play them.
Well, naturally.
He's winning Lou Holtz. I mean, that's what he does. What they'll do is they'll beat us by 17, so he has something to piss and moan about to his players, you know. And then they'll go out and, you know, run somebody in a couple of weeks. But anyways, guys, yeah, I mean, personally, you ask Houston, is there anything we're better than that? I maybe place kicking. Yeah, but I mean, who cares? I think we lose obviously on Saturday, but I don't want to see Hendon Hooker out there. And I'm hearing he's healthy enough to play. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, especially when you saw the injury, it looked like okay. The way he went down, couldn't put any weight on it. Yeah, I was pretty worried. But
I think you rest him, Houston. Do you rest Tyon Evans, or do you get him a few snaps to get him ready?
For me, with Evans, it kind of depends on the offensive line. Like, if Cade's out and anybody else is banged up, I don't know that I want him running behind the offensive line.
At this point, has Tyon Evans played against in the toss-up game? Because I don't feel like Missouri, at the time now, looking back, I don't ever feel like Missouri or South Carolina was a toss-up game. They are bad, bad. They're like bad, bad, bad. So he hasn't played in any of our toss-ups yet. And he's, every game, he's worth 7 points, period. He's worth 7 points in this offense because he is the mojo. He's the juice. Hendon Hooker may be the trigger man, but Tyon Evans is the juice. And we have no, well, I know is probably a strong term. We have a definite fall off from 1 to 2 in our backfield, and it feels like our running game is stagnant to non-existent without him in there. I think you rest him. You let him get healthy. The thing is, that I keep hearing is that they were kind of pushing him a little bit, and he actually got worse and not better last week. Did you hear this too? That throughout the week, they thought on Monday he would play, and by Friday he was hurt worse than he was on Monday.
I was hearing Monday he'd be okay, and then he didn't stay at the team hotel Friday night. They had him in the training room getting treatment. He dressed, tried to give it a go, and just couldn't make it on Saturday.
Mm.
So I don't know if that... Because I don't think he practiced, did he?
I mean, he was at practice and he was moving, but like full blown, blow it up the middle practice. No.
Right.
No, yeah. He was not. I can attest to that. Well, guys, thanks for letting me ramble on. But I mean, look here, Saturday is Saturday and it's Bama. And we're not going to stop the longest winning streak in series history. We're not going to shock the world, as they say. So why don't we just get really healthy and go beat the brakes off of Kentucky, because they can't stop a high-powered offensive football team. I mean, Georgia is as high-powered an offensive football team, and I'd say we have as much firepower as they do. And they can't stop them. I give their due to their front seven, but I think we beat Kentucky. I know it's sheepy, but I think we beat Kentucky if we're healthy. And I think we give Georgia some fits, because Georgia hasn't played a high-powered offense yet either. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Berto.
Thanks for the call.
I'll hold on Kentucky, just see how healthy we are going into that game. That's the key. I think if Tennessee's, for the most part, healthy going into Kentucky, I think that's a team you can absolutely beat. I realize their record's really good, and they're all excited up there, and they're high-fiving, getting ready for basketball, but I don't They're not a juggernaut. What are they, 6-1 now? They're not a juggernaut 6-1 team. They got some nice pieces, but I think they caught a lot of teams at really good times for them. LSU didn't know what the hell they were. Then they showed against Florida they could run the ball. I don't know what the hell Florida showed up as when they went up there.
Yeah.
But outside of Georgia, they haven't been tested. They certainly haven't been tested at home. Tennessee can stay healthy. We're going to test them. And you also wonder, could confidence start to become an issue? I mean, you lose to Georgia, then you get a bye week. Yeah, that helps you get healthy. It helps you get ready for Mississippi State. But we've seen it before. Kentucky, I can't remember what year it was. They started like 6-0 or 5-0 and lost 6 out of their last 7 or something like that. I mean, they're kind of front runners when it comes to football. Let's see how they do against Mississippi State next weekend. And again, if Tennessee comes out of Alabama relatively healthy, especially at key positions, quarterback, Tyon Evans. And I'm not going to knock Jabari Small too much. I thought before he got the shoulder injured, I thought he was running really, really well. And I think he's just been a little bit more hesitant since the injury. He just didn't look like the same running back against Ole Miss. He was limited in carries. And then obviously with Evans out, once he can't give you as many snaps as he normally does, and we were down to, you know, Pierce. God bless him. But when you're having to run a walk-on against a top 15 team, and we continue to run it, it's just kind of a recipe for disaster. Not to mention the offensive line being as banged up, too. But I don't know. This Bama, some Bama defenses, you go into the game, you're thinking, oh, God, just don't get hurt because they're so big and they're so good and they're so. Yeah. This Alabama defense doesn't strike me as that same just punishing defense.
Well, I think they've started trying to, you know, even them trying to recruit slightly smaller but faster, mm-hmm. you know, guys to handle
yeah.
spread.
No, I totally agree.
So it's not as like daunting, you know, you don't think your quarterback's going to get killed by them. If your line doesn't hold
They've
up.
Also lost quite a few players this year, haven't they? I mean, they lost a couple linebackers early
well,
in the year.
Well, the defense did kind of look that way against Miami, right? But then, like, two guys got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
And then I think one didn't come back, and then more guys have gotten hurt.
Yeah, one guy got the weird low block against – who was that they played? Wasn't UTC, was it?
I don't
remember. The video, the low block that got sent around, oh, this guy should never play football again? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting if we can – I mean, obviously, Alabama and Nick Saban's defense, they're one of the best at preparing and, you know, being ready for different types of offenses. But maybe Heupel can draw something up a little bit. Again, it's I'm going to wait to see who plays before I, you know, judge this game too hard. But I think if we were, you know, if you go into this game 100% healthy, I think you cover the 24. But if they decide to rest Cade, Cooper, Tyon, and Hooker, yeah, I'm not going to expect a miracle here. Yeah.
Come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. When the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't know. NFL Week 7 is upon us, and the FanDuel Sportsbook app wants you to get the most out of every single play. That's why they're giving everyone that's new and existing customers a $10 risk-free bet every single week in the NFL. Thursday Night Football, a great opportunity to give it a try. Tonight it's Browns, it's Broncos, you got Baker Mayfield banged up.
Did Stefanski really tell the fans to start drinking early for this one?
I don't know, Davey.
To your point, the Browns are really banged up.
The Browns are really banged up. Should be an exciting game. Should be lots of craziness. You can get your same game parlay bet set up. Just make sure it's three legs or more and that you opt in on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and they'll pay you back up to $10. It's going to be nuts and going to be a lot of fun, and it's much more fun to play along with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We do it each and every week. There's no real risk with the same game parlay deal. You bet $10, your parlay needs to be three legs or more, and you make sure you opt in, and either you win a parlay, which means a big payout, or if you lose, then you get your $10 back in site credit to bet again and take advantage of kind of a double chance to use that money. It's a great deal. It's just one of the many ways. We love the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use it each and every week as we go through the NFL season, college football. They've got all kind of stuff to bet on. You got the MLB playoffs going on right now as well. Fast payouts, easy to use. It's America's number one sports book. And if you haven't given it a try yet, I mean, come on, what are you waiting for? We're almost halfway through the season now. Sign up today, use our promo code 3OUT, and you can receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Sunday afternoon game. $150 win on a $5 bet. Use our promo code 3OUT. Just look for the promos on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Download it. Use our promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. And even if you're already on there, $10 risk-free, same game parlay each and every week. Tonight you can get started with Thursday Night Football. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is not withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Start drinking early? Really? That's what he said?
He's always going around for some Cleveland circles.
Mm. Both teams are 3-3. Pretty big game.
Bridgewater's questionable. But Chubb, Hunt, Baker, all out. I think they have some other injuries, but
yeah, it's like Dearness Johnson and Demetri Felton at running back for the Browns, I believe.
I think so.
Case Keenum getting the start.
Felton's been playing receiver for them when they've had some of your receivers out. Gonna be something.
Over under tonight, 40.5.
Really?
Yeah, 40.5. High. Browns, yeah. Browns favored by 2.
Huh. Okay.
Not looking forward to this one, Bob.
I thought about taking it when it was 42.5 as far as the under, and then I was like, I don't trust anybody in this game. I don't know.
Could be a defense, touchdown, special teams. You never know. I almost hate over-under bets. I mean, sometimes it's the way to go, but I don't know. It feels more cruel, I think, when you lose them for some reason to me.
The over-under?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's because either team can screw you instead of just the team you pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and taking the under, like every possession, you're like, no, 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 no. And then you're rooting for a boring game, and you really don't want that, but you also do.
Oh, I had to go through that last week, Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. Like, my fantasy team was done.
Hmm.
So I kind of, my score was posted. The other guy had, like, 3 guys going Sunday night, 2 guys going Monday night. And, you know, the little projection was like he had a 55% chance or 60% chance to win, even though I was way ahead because he still had 5 guys left.
Yes.
And so I'm just watching the game constantly, pulling for nothing to happen. I'm like, run that clock, baby. I'm like, Derrick Henry rips off like an 8-yard run, and I'm like, glad it wasn't 12 because it's like, more time, eat the clock.
Mm.
That's just a terrible way to watch football.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
No.
I was the other guy. I had 5 guys playing on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Really? It was great.
What game was that? Titans and
Titans Bills. Yeah, it was 4 or 5.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I got it done though, just enough to squeak by.
Good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I survived as well.
Oh, you did. The comeback fell short. Good job.
I was really
Luke.
Worried about overtime, and because Josh Allen was the one that was going to catch me, and he had a really good game, but not.
Yeah,
enough.
He did have a good game.
It was the Sunday night game being a just complete drab fest that saved me. Like Claypool didn't do anything. Some of those guys. Remember the Pittsburgh game? Like they ate a lot of clock and
yes.
won that game, which really yes. helped. Najee Harris had a pretty good game.
Yeah, I was playing against him.
But wow. he had two receivers. Who were they playing? Seattle, DK Metcalf. I was going against Claypool, Metcalf, and Harris all in the same game. And luckily they weren't the two receivers.
They didn't go crazy.
Yeah. Russell Wilson not playing really helped out.
I figured it might.
Yeah.
Survive in advance.
That's what they say.
It's the name of the game.
I've made the argument before. People usually laugh at me. That in a really good league, good, you know, 12-team, 14-team league, it's harder to go undefeated in fantasy football than in real football.
Okay.
I agree. A lot of luck involved.
Time I might drop in, Johnny.
Are you reigning champ in your league? Is that right?
No.
No, just most improved?
Remember, it was GM of the year.
GM of the year.
Self-proclaimed.
Oh.
That's not happening this year. We're 2-4.
Oh, no.
Injury
That's
bug.
A shame.
Injury bugs got us bad.
Mm. I'm sorry for your trouble.
And I'm having to start Melvin Gordon tonight, which I feel like they're going to be on the field a lot because the Browns aren't going to be able to do anything. But
you say that like it's a bad thing. He hasn't been that bad this year. I have him on one of my teams.
He's got beat up the last
couple. Yeah, I know. He's been – seems like everybody's been a little banged up this year.
No, it's been bad. But compared to what I usually have, that's a big downgrade.
Who do you normally have?
I mean, when healthy, I have Christian McCaffrey, James Robinson, and David Montgomery in my backfield.
When's the last time McCaffrey played?
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. When's he back?
Well, I just traded him, so I don't care if he comes back.
Ooh. You might have just given somebody the golden ticket in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I won't be in them, so.
Oh, so you're that guy. Trade away your good players to guys who are going to make the playoffs. That always is good for the league.
That was a very good trade, though. I got Keenan Allen and another running back because I needed one bad.
Is this a dynasty league or just this year?
Just this year.
Why would you trade away good players in a redraft?
Because I suck.
See that? It's players like you that I hate. Oh, well, I'm out of it, so I don't really care if the trade quality is good.
But no, it was good. I mean, would you not get rid of Christian McCaffrey and Cortland Sutton for Antonio Gibson and Keenan Allen?
Right now, no.
Well,
it's Christian McCaffrey. When he comes back, he's going to be awesome.
I got to win now or I'm not going to be in a position to do anything later.
But you just strengthened a team that's going to be really good.
I mean, that team's already a lock for the playoffs, so it doesn't.
And now you gave them Christian McCaffrey? You're a league ruiner.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
No.
You are?
People like you, man.
League ruiner.
That's not what we want.
I'm in a contested one right now. First and second are both 4-2, but then 3 through 9 are all at 3-3.
3-3? 3 through 9? Oof. Tight league. Good luck to you. I wish you the best.
I'll hit a quick break. Come back. We'll get right back to the phone lines. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. I guess we're just open to anything.
Sure.
Talk back about Alabama, Tennessee, or even maybe even your fantasy team.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Welcome back to 3 and Out. Get back to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We got DR Vol up next. What's up, DR? You're on 3 and Out.
What's going on, guys? I don't normally do this because to me it kind of annoys me and y'all get asked a thousand times today, but how are we doing this morning?
Well, I had forgotten that, and Houston got annoyed when I brought this up earlier and said it was the lead because that was kind of a joke, but I'd forgotten that the one personality on the other station said he would literally fight anybody on our staff who tries to have on Pat 40. He said literally. Now, that's funny for a couple different reasons because, I mean, we all know everyone uses the word literally way too, you know, non-literally right now. So that's a thing. That's kind of funny because literally means like literally fight. So picturing that host, especially if you know who the other host is that is bringing on Pat 40 – like, watching that guy, I mean, there's a dance video going around. Watching him actually literally fight would be pretty hilarious. But there's also another host over there that uses the word literally, literally multiple times in sentences. And that just, I mean, it was gold, Jerry. It was gold. It was so funny.
It was absolutely fantastic. You know, Russ talked about it too, man. Because in my mind, I could just picture the one host using his little wooden ladle that he stirs his gumbo with to fight the other host. And that would literally be hilarious.
Just a little slap fest.
Pow.
It's a power move, man. I honestly like it because I like irony and hypocrisy. And that's amazing to me. I mean, he says that one day, and that one guy with the wooden ladle says, you know what, we're bringing him on. We'll do it live.
It's a power move for sure. No one's going to tell me who I can have on my show. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get my phone call.
No, it's all good. All good.
We got time today, buddy.
Yeah, we yes, we do.
You're asking how we're doing. That's how we're
doing. It's Bama Week, and we're a 25-point dog. We can talk about anything you want.
As Hickman said during one of the breaks, kind of feels like summer on today's show.
Yes, it does.
You know, speaking, a lot of people talk, we're still Ole Miss. Me, I've moved on from Ole Miss, and I'm focused on Kentucky. And everybody can say, well, we got Bama, and that's a loser mentality. But for me, it's just, it's a learned mentality, honestly, because I've only seen us compete against them three times, and once our field goal kicker couldn't kick over a post, and the other freaking JG called his own number. Mm-hmm. And so I don't put much stock into this week. But my call is about Jeremy Pruitt. And, Davey, you being in law, you'll get a kick out of this. I've been on the stand in court before, and the thought of that moron on stand makes me want this. I want this to happen, honestly. I want to see him in court.
I want it televised. I'll pay. Whatever it takes.
Hey, amen to that. I will. I'll start a GoFundMe for that.
I would donate. And then pay again to watch it.
Well, guys, that's honestly about all I got. I kind of do want to go listen to that interview just for the irony and maybe watch the fight. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, DR. Appreciate it. It was funny. I don't know if I read this response, but apparently Jeremy Pruitt and his attorney, by saying that they knew of other violations going on, that they were going to expose, admitted to more NCAA violations, if that's true.
Yeah.
So if an employee of the university, especially in the athletics department, knows of any NCAA violations taking place in their program or another program and fails to report those to the compliance director, that is an NCAA violation. So by them coming public and saying, we actually have dirt on other coaches and other programs, and we're going to spill the tea if you guys let this go to court, they are admitting to further NCAA violations, which is just ironic because that would also, again, prove that they were fired for cause and kind of kills their argument here. I thought that was pretty funny. Does this go to court?
No.
Even though Tennessee has said, bring it on, we're going to court, we're going to fight it? I mean, we're a week away from the deadline.
Oh, yeah, the deadline.
I'm trying to think of the last time a high-profile case went to court over something like this.
No, I don't remember one either. It's just weird that Tennessee's digging the heels in and saying, we're doing it.
Leach tried at Tech, but he was actually, like, I mean, reports later came out that he was unjustly fired, like in ESPN kind of got behind that. I don't see anybody trying to back up Pruitt here.
No.
I think if you're Jeremy Pruitt and you ever want to coach in college again, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe he realized he sucks so bad he's not going to have a job in college again.
Right, and this is his last chance for the big payday. But wouldn't it be a really bad look for Tennessee if they say almost immediately, oh, bring it on, we're going to fight this, we're going to defend ourselves to the utmost, and then they settle quietly a week later? I'm not saying it would be a bad move. The bad move would be saying you're not going to settle and then settling. And is it possible that he does have information that would lead to this NCAA investigation ending up worse for the university? I mean, it seems like all posturing by Pruitt and his attorney, but if you're Tennessee, do you take that risk? I mean, I assume they're nearing the end.
All right, fine. Let's say, what were they saying? Like, we were dealing with like 40 level one violations. Like, they just kept throwing around a giant
number. I don't know where these numbers exactly came from. I mean, Plowman didn't say that, but it was numerous. Yeah.
What's 10 more?
Huh? Well, the problem is if you've been so transparent with the NCAA, who has an office over at the university.
What's to say that we've not actually already said that to the NCAA?
But that's the question, though. If we've turned over everything, do we believe that there's anything that Pruitt and his attorney could possibly have that we haven't already, you know, self-discovered ourselves?
I probably think that's what the university is saying. It's
right.
Like,
well, are they
we've already
banking
turned
on
that?
Like, there's nothing you have that we haven't already told the NCAA.
There was a situation one time where this wasn't like a university-related thing, but the people trying to go through arbitration we're trying to hold something over somebody else's head, that the people that were in this situation, I can't really reveal details about this. I'm trying to think. Basically, they just knew what the other party was about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of made it to where the party, they thought they were holding somebody hostage.
Yeah.
When it was really the other way around.
Okay.
And so by doing that, they really ended up getting screwed out of like $25,000 at the end of the day, because they thought they were all knowing.
Yeah, they thought they had the cards. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you could see something similar happening here, and it just kind of goes to that, to where it's like the university's like, they already know everything, and Pruitt still thinks he has something whenever he doesn't.
It's like, oh yeah, we self-reported that months ago.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, once he got fired, it wasn't like he was still a part of the investigation. It wasn't like we had to keep turning over stuff to him whenever it's like, oh, we found this out.
Right. No, they interviewed him, found out what they needed to find out, fired him and everybody associated with the staff, and then have since then been going through, you know, all the other stuff with the NCAA. That's what makes this so interesting. If you're Tennessee's group of attorneys, and I'm sure there are many, mm-hmm. are you sitting there thinking there is nothing he has that we have not already talked to the NCAA about? Or are you slightly worried that maybe he actually does have some? Not that you were necessarily trying to cover it up, but even at that point, if you've tried to find all of these things and just haven't to this point, can the NCAA really hold that against you? Or is it really just court of public opinion? And, you know, like the Rick Barnes thing was funny. Barnes obviously came out and said, bring it. I know how my program's run. You're not going to scare me. You're not going to scare the university into this. I trust our leadership. But is it possible that they might have something?
Yeah, it's possible. I just don't think
I don't know.
Likely.
Pruitt doesn't seem like the mastermind. You have to have a mind to start. I just don't know that he could possibly have. I mean, the guy couldn't count to 11 to get guys on the field. Do we really think he was, you know, stockpiling violations within other programs? And again, I mean, you said it and I said it yesterday. If you do this, you are never coaching at the college level again, ever.
Okay, let's also talk about this. So we were hearing stuff for majority of the time about how people in the building weren't a big fan of Pruitt. He kind of came in, he was super cocky, very arrogant, and he's just like, I know what I'm doing. I've seen this at Alabama, Florida State, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And so it wasn't like, and we know looking back on it, it wasn't like he had really good relationships with other coaches in the university's like athletic staff. So
especially Mark Richt.
Well, I was just saying for here, it's not like, I don't see like other coaches that were within Tennessee's program being like, yeah, you know who I want to be good friends with? Jeremy Pruitt. So it's more of one of those things. I can't see Pruitt having a lot. Like, I mean, he might have been told stuff like secondhand, but I don't think he actually has like, oh, yeah, I definitely know this happened, this happened.
The printouts, yeah.
It'd just be more of along the lines of, I'm just going to wildly hurl this accusation here, one here.
See if anything sticks.
Yeah.
Well, that was what was so funny. You know, they claim they have proof of all these violations, yet they want the proof to be held by the university with all the phone records and documentation from other programs. It's almost like they want that stuff so they can go through it and just hope they find something. Because it's not like Pruitt has phone records from previous staffs or other programs. That's why it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's not like he acquired that somehow. Unless Butch Jones and his vindictive Mickey Mouse self or like, hey, I've got my text from when I was there. Is it possible Butch Jones is helping Pruitt try to uncover some stuff that maybe Tennessee didn't know about? Could Butch Jones be helping Pruitt, giving him some details of, yeah, here's how we did it when I was here and they didn't catch us? But even then, I mean, that if that's true, that's going to come back on Butch Jones and he might lose his job at Arkansas State, which he might like. Maybe he wants to get fired. What are they wanting something? It's just a strange situation.
Yep. Very odd. Final segment. Hour number two. Back at you next. Hello, my friend. Final segment, hour number two. Man, it's already Thursday. We're about to be heading towards the weekend. Feels like not much excitement for Tennessee, Alabama. I guess that's where we are, huh? Saban's excited, though. He said it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry to them, dadgummit. I added the dadgummit, but you know, you get what I'm saying. I feel like Tennessee has kind of let down the college football world. I mean, I feel like the slate the week Tennessee played Florida was kind of weak, and now the slate the week Tennessee plays Alabama is kind of weak. And, you know, if we were a top 10 team, that those two games would really make the weekend kind of
worth it,
elevate it to normal level. Like, you know, we might be the big ABC game of the week instead of, or whatever, you know.
What is this game? ESPN?
We at least outshine the ABC game. Yeah, it's ESPN.
Neat.
LSU Ole Miss is the CBS
game. Ah, yes, the Manning Bowl.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to talk about that.
Have you seen all this stuff?
Just briefly. I saw the Manning in the end zone. So,
Manning's
coming on a visit.
Yeah. At least that's what I think.
And they painted Manning in the end zone.
Yeah.
Which...
They're retiring Eli's number.
Yeah.
They're turning it into the Manning Fest. If I'm Eli, I'm like, what are y'all doing? This isn't for me. You're not doing this for me. You're trying to get Arch.
Which is kind of insulting.
Yeah, that's why. I mean,
if they weren't family members, maybe. Like, they're each other.
They're not doing this for... I know, I'd be mad at Ole Miss. I'd be mad at Lane Kiffin. Like, okay. What?
It's not sincere at all.
No, it's, hey, we really, really want your nephew.
And we're going to make a day and dedicate it to you and do all this stuff. But
why didn't they put Eli in the end zone?
You know why.
Yeah, I know why. Because they want Arch. They can't put Arch, so they're going to put Manning. Maybe I'm just jealous because they're actually in the running for Arch Manning.
Maybe that's the deal.
We'll get Jaden Davis. It don't matter. We won't need Arch.
Who's rated higher?
Well, Jaden is the number one player in the country as of right now, I believe.
They're in different classes.
Yeah. You think we're going to get him?
I mean, he did love the atmosphere this past week.
That's true. He did love it. He did have a big
old positivity out there on Twitter.
Big old time. Hmm. Atmosphere was good.
Yeah.
For 59 minutes, man, we were right there. Just. They're selling all the like Manning merch and all that. It's just so cheesy. But I guess got to give them some credit. They've got an in to do all that stuff, and they're making the full push.
Pull out all the stops, man.
What's the line in that game?
That's a good question. About 9.
Ole Miss is favored by 9.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they playing?
LSU.
Seems a little weird. I mean, they are back at home, I guess, but.
Well, I know who I'm rooting for now. Not that it'll matter. I'm sure the officials will make sure that Ole Miss is protected.
Yeah.
Any idea what the crew is?
No. When do we find that out?
Like as the game kicks off,
yeah,
maybe?
I guess so. They wouldn't tell you before.
Oh, right? It's the 3:30 CBS game.
I said that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Come on,
apparently,
Ed.
Apparently the front runners are Georgia and Texas.
Real Texas?
Yeah. Because he started getting recruited by Sark when he was at Alabama. And...
I mean, if you're Arch, where are you going? Gosh, I'm going to get punched in the face by Will.
Did he have to come here?
Yeah.
We're not even in
what
the running.
What was I thinking?
We're not even in the running.
It was double or nothing, too.
23.
It was double or nothing because of the Kerry Blackshear thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
But I was confident on that one. I'm not confident. Maybe this one will flip.
Huh.
Maybe, you know, Uncle Peyton will do something. I mean, you do have a Manning locker room here. That's pretty cool. I know his name isn't painted in the end zone and stuff, but. But no, if I'm Eli, I'm furious. There's another big game at 3:30 this weekend as Clemson travels to Pitt.
I don't know where I would go if I was Arch Manning.
I don't think it'd be Georgia. They don't really throw the ball around enough. Unless you think you could get the receivers in there and they'd start calling some good pass plays. How weird is it that Stetson Bennett, people don't even want JT Daniels back.
Probably just go to Alabama.
A Manning at Alabama? I don't think that can happen.
They're in the running, too.
Well, of course they are. They're in the running for every five-star player ever.
Just saying, sorry. I mean, to get you worked up.
No, but to your point, this weekend's slate, kind of junk. Is there a ranked-on-ranked matchup this weekend? A single one?
I don't know.
I don't think there is, man. There's not. How's that even possible this late in the season? Feels like
it's one of those weeks. It should be us, you know? We should be ranked. Like, not necessarily this year, just in general.
You think we're the best
4-3 team in the country?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who am I? Who are we comparing to?
I don't know the other 4-3 teams in the country.
We're better than a lot of 5-2 teams.
Are we, though? Like, are you? I mean, you can say, well, we looked as good as this team for a little while, but, like, if you don't win the game, you don't win the game. I mean, like, we can say we should have beat Pitt, but we didn't beat them. We didn't.
But we should have.
But we didn't. There were drives where they got the ball and went down. In fact, Ole Miss was backed up a lot of the game and went the entire field to score on us. Like, that. Yeah, I'm glad we're in those games, but you have to win for it to matter. I don't know. Like, what's LSU?
It's all about the climb.
Are we better than LSU? You know, they beat Florida this past week. But I feel like there's other things that would say we're better. What's LSU's record? They're 4-3.
4-3. You think we're better than LSU?
I feel like that's as close of a matchup as we could get.
It's like it depends on the day.
Hmm.
They're really beat up, too. They're probably deeper.
Yeah, they are.
I would pick them, I think, right now, but at a different point in the season.
Where's the game being played?
Neutral.
Well, where neutral?
Charlotte. Atlanta. San Diego.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
I'd take our speed on that turf.
Okay.
Who'd they announce as their who's filling in right now?
Nobody. Orgeron's finishing out the season.
Oh.
Said he didn't want to walk away from his team. He wanted to finish it out.
Florida's 4-3. Are we better than them?
Right now? Maybe.
Still no.
Are we? Shut up, Davey. Are we healthy? What's our health situation?
Well, the question is right now. So right now,
I don't know. Florida's got a bag of troubles right now, buddy.
Issues.
Florida's got a bunch of troubles. He has no idea who he's going to start at quarterback against Georgia for the cocktail party next weekend. Their defense is people are surprisingly out on Todd Grantham.
Are you better than? Okay, we're better than all the Sun Belt 4-3s. What about Pac-12, Washington State?
I would kill for that matchup.
Wouldn't you love?
Can
to
we get
that?
Washington State in a bowl game?
That would be incredible.
They promised that JG plays. Although,
how would you feel if he beat you?
That's what I
game of his life.
If I'm guaranteed a victory, that's the game I want. But I couldn't even imagine losing to JG in Washington State. That would be. That'd be hell. That'd be my own personal version of hell.
Come back, kick off hour.
You doing a depot? What you got?
Movie depot review. Time.
Oh, Bungie.